This year, the NASL awarded Jacksonville a new expansion franchise. Mark Frisch will be the team owner. And today, the team is announcing their new team president. And it is a guy who is very familiar with sports in the city of Jacksonville. And we welcome Steve Livingstone, the new president of the Jacksonville NASL team, to the microphone.
Hi, Cole. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. And as many listeners can tell, you're not from the South, but Glaswegian from Scotland,
yes,
or the general area there. So obviously the connection there, but you have deep Jacksonville connections as well.
Yes, indeed. I've been here for the last 8 years and come to the NASL via the Jaguars, where I was working in their marketing department for the last few years. I've really got to know Jacksonville extremely well, and it's just a great place. My family and I are here now, and we're really looking forward to being in Jacksonville for a very long time.
You're making the transition from the National Football League, the highest profile sporting entity in the country, to the NASL, which is fighting for its spot within a sport that's fighting for its spot within the pantheon of American sports. How different a step is that going to be from the National Football League to professional soccer?
I think that's the nicest way that anyone's actually ever said you're going from a major league to a minor league. But I like to remind people that North American Soccer League has been around for a long time. Obviously, there was a little bit of a hiatus, but people like Pele and Franz Beckenbauer and Johan Cruyff, who all came over here and played in that league, and it was predated Major League Soccer, and it was the thing for those of us who are old enough to kind of remember it. It has come back again in a new reincarnation, if you like. Last few years has been growing steadily, and the ownership that we have behind the league now really wants to get back to those glory days and to even surpass it. So, we may be minor at the moment, but the aspirations are definitely major.
You're a team president now. What does that mean in the scope of your work?
Well, fortunately, they don't give me any armed forces to control or buttons to press or anything like that. But essentially, my job will encompass much of the business and commercial aspect of the team. I'm very fortunate to have a colleague in Dario Sala, who's our president of Sunshine Soccer Group, who will also be handling the soccer operations side of our business. So that's a great relief to me. I won't be picking the team, but I'll be certainly trying to do my best to recruit as many fans and season ticket owners as possible.
What are the biggest obstacles to getting fans to buy in to soccer in Jacksonville?
I'm hoping there's not too many, to be honest with you. Obviously, coming out of the economy that we've come into, and discretionary income that's available is always a deterrent. I'm hoping that we have a good core base of fans here in Jacksonville already. You just need to go around any of the soccer pitches. Got to get back used to saying pitches instead of fields, in Jacksonville on a Saturday morning, and there's literally thousands of kids playing the game. So I think from the grassroots level and the leagues that have done a superb job of developing that aspect to the game, it's extremely healthy. I also believe there's a core soccer fan base here as well, and things like the US national team doing well, the World Cup being played next year, and the coverage that the English game has got on the NBC channels has just been terrific, and it's just going to grow and grow and grow from there.
We still don't have a name for this team.
Yes. You're going to press me on the name. We don't have a name for the team, and our owner Mark Frisch has had a few ideas and a few suggestions. I think it's the most frequently asked question that he gets, but we really want to make this team part of the Jacksonville community, part of the fabric here, and to that extent, we're going to be asking our fans and people who are interested in the team to suggest a name for us. And, part of the announcement today is that we are going to have a competition to name the team. People can go along to our website at www.jacksnesl.com. jaxnesl.com. That's jaxnesl.com. And give us a suggestion, you know, as to what the team should be called. And it's really going to be important as we build our brand and build our look and our feel and what we're all about, that the community is very, you know, closely involved in that. You know, one thing, Cole, soccer teams originally started, you know, in Europe, not as sporting outfits, but as community bodies that were there to help raise money and give charity to people in the community that needed that help. So they were always part of the fabric of the community, and we really want to embrace that and get back to that here in Jacksonville too.
Steve Livingstone, the president of the Jacksonville NASL soccer team. And once again, you can go to jaxnasl.com if you want to make a recommendation or a nomination for the team name. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cole.